Previously on Lost.
These camps right over there. Can you give me some clothes?
What happened to yours?
I woke up in the jungle like this.
Well, FYI, the whole island vibrated. And Kate and Jack and Sawyer saw it too right before they had bags pulled over their heads.
Don't worry. Log's gonna go after them. He said so in his speech.
What speech?
I'm gonna find our friends. We're gonna find them, all of them. I don't know how yet, but I will.
You've got a problem with your roof.
Roof?
Dude, I don't know about this.
See, you're looking at this all wrong. He would want us to do this.
He'd want us to ransack his tent and take his stash? Yeah, that sounds exactly like Sawyer.
Well, he stole all this in the first place. I mean, people need food. They need medical supplies. They need shocking amounts of pornography.
Charlie.
Oh. There's Mondo.
I need you to come with me.
You guys find Echo?
Both of you.
What happened?
Echo is dead.
We found his body in the jungle. Buried him yesterday.
How did he die?
The island killed him.
What do you mean the island killed him? What do you mean the island killed him?
You know what it means.
With the doctor gone, the camp's on edge enough without people having to worry about what's out here in the jungle. They're going to look to you two to see how to react. So when I tell everyone what happened, I need you to help keep things calm.
Dude, you okay? Hey, guys. What's wrong with Desmond?
There's someone else out there.
Where's Claire?
She just went for a walk. I offered to watch the baby.
Get back, Charlie. I know what I'm doing.
Is she breathing? She's not breathing? Do you want me to help you?
Come on.
Come on. Where are you going? Hey, how did you know? How did you know she was drowning?
I'll tell you how he knew. That guy sees the future, dude.
She's beautiful.
Hi. Thanks.
What's her name?
Penny. Penelope. How are you feeling?
Still a little shaken up. Yeah, I go swimming almost every day, and the undertow just grabbed me. I mean, if you hadn't...
Claire? I thought you were only going to be 5 minutes. Aaron's starving.
Yeah, sorry. Well, anyway, I just really wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for being there.
It's my pleasure.
Locke doesn't know about anything except knives and fishing.
There's nothing to know. I don't buy this precognitive insanity rubbish. Look, if the bearded wonder could predict the future, he wouldn't have ended up here, would he?
Well, whatever happened to him, we're gonna have to find out what it is.
You do realize you're gonna know your plan before you even come up with it, dude.
In that case, we're gonna have to get him really bloody drunk.
Beautiful evening.
Hi.
Say it, dude.
This morning, I'm sorry I wasn't more grateful. Thank you for helping Claire not drown.
No harm done.
Excellent. Brought a peace offering. No, make the truce official.
Thanks, but no. I spent a wee bit too much time drunk as of late.
Too good for his brother. All right. That's fine. We'll take our drink, go somewhere else.
What kind of whiskey is that?
It's, it just says McCutcheon.
All right, then. Let's have it. Another bottle, brother. If you've come to drink, let's drink.
Hey, let's drink.
Cheers.
Cheers. She swore like a docker with a cracking set of knockers. She was only the farmer's daughter.
Cheers.
Hey, the only song's about drinking and fighting and girls with one leg.
Wow. Girls with one leg and a heart of gold.
So, Desi.
Let me ask you something.
Anything, pal.
How'd you know Claire was drowning?
I could hear her calling for help.
Well, no, you didn't. You're like a mile away.
Well, I suppose I've got good hearing.
You, hear the lightning as well.
Excuse me?
The lightning. Just by chance, you pitch your little rod outside Claire's tent. 2 hours later, lightning strikes.
Thanks for the drink, pal.
Hey, I don't know what you're doing. You best tell us. Oi! Is it because you turned some key that makes you a hero?
No hero, brother.
I don't know how you do it, what it is you're doing, but I know a coward when I see one. Yeah!
You don't want to know what happened to me! I don't want to know! You don't want to know! Get him off! You don't want to know!
Wait! Desmond!
I see you in another life, brother!
Oh my God. Des, are you all right? Stay there. Hang on. I'm just getting ice. You all right? Sweetie, you okay?
What's happening?
Well, what's happening is the result of combining ladders, painting the ceiling, and alcohol. Are you okay? Are you nauseous?
This is my flat.
Mm-hmm. Although, if you want me to feel at home here, you might start calling it our flat. How many fingers, Des? Love, look at me. What's wrong?
Absolutely nothing.
Paint on your neck.
Have I?
How's that concussion?
Oh, my severe head injury is a small price to pay for the pleasure of having you move into my humble... Is rat trap accurate?
Mm-mm. Voila. You know you don't really need a job from my father, Des.
It's not about the job. I want him to respect me.
And respect you he shall. But if for some reason he's too daft to see how brilliant you are, it's not the end of the world.
What did you say?
Here you go, love. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just had a bit of a deja vu, that's all. Good afternoon. I'm here to see Mr. Whitmore.
And you are?
Hume, Mr. Desmond Hume.
Hello, love. Got a parcel here for 8:15.
Excuse me. What did you say?
I said delivery for 8:15.
Mr. Hume, Mr. Whitmore is ready for you.
Thank you.
Tell me you were an actor, Desmond.
No, it's actually set design for the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Impressive. You didn't graduate from university?
No, sir. I had to look after my three brothers after my father.
Any military experience?
No, sir. She's beautiful. Your boat.
My foundation is sponsoring a solo race around the world. Something wrong?
No. No, sir.
Well, Desmond, I'm going to see to it that you have a position in our administrative department. Not the most glamorous duty, but it's a start. I'll speak to human resources.
With all due respect, sir, I haven't come here to interview for a position in your company.
You haven't?
No, sir. I came here to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage. We've been together 2 years now, and Ben's moving in. And I love her. Your permission would mean everything to me.
I'm impressed, Hume. What a noble gesture. You know anything about whiskey?
No, I'm afraid not, sir.
This is a 60-year McCutcheon, named after Anderson McCutcheon, esteemed admiral from the Royal Navy. He retired with more medals than any man before or since. Moved to the Highlands to see out his remaining years. Admiral McCutcheon was a great man, Hume. This was his crowning achievement. This swallow is worth more than you could make in a month. To share it with you would be a waste and a disgrace to the great man who made it. Because you, Hume, will never be a great man.
Mr. Whitmore, I know I'm not.
What you're not is worthy of drinking my whiskey. How could you ever be worthy of my daughter?
How do I know you?
Thank you. You can leave your number if you want.
How do I know you?
I don't...
Where do I know you from?
Look, I don't know, but I remember if I could get some help. Hey, can you get some help?
You're Charlie.
Yeah, name's on the sign.
It was on Hatch. I remember seeing you. There was a computer. There was a button. We were on an island.
We are on an island, mate. This is England.
No, it was real, man. I remember.
Hey, all right. It's just, this is why we don't do drugs.
No, this, I remember this. This all happened before. Today, this happened today. I remember this. You said I wasn't worthy, and then I came down, and I took off my tie, and then I lost my tie, and Penny said, where was it? And then it started to rain, and...
Your thesis is a bit neat. A wild card, Partridge, is unpredictability. Run the same test 10 times, you'll get 10 different outcomes. So it makes life so wonderfully
capable. Donovan!
Case in point. Who could have known that a drenched Scotsman would appear in this rotunda? You look better, Des. Not much, but I
need to ask you something.
By all means, do.
What do you know about time travel?
Are you bloody insane?
Just tell me if it's possible.
Which part? The island full of mysterious hatches or the computer which keeps the world from ending?
No, look. Forget you're my best mate, right? As a physicist, is it possible that I've somehow managed to go back in time and I'm now living my life over again? It's not funny, Donovan.
Penny's father berates you for not being a great man, and voila, you've dreamed a future where you push a button to save the world.
These things are not in my head, brother. I remember things.
All right, then. What happens next?
It doesn't work like that. I don't remember everything, just bits and pieces.
How wonderfully convenient.
This song.
The jukebox.
Des, you're worrying me now.
I remember this night.
Grey Bridge come back from 2 goals down in the final 2 minutes. And win this game was a bloody miracle.
Right after they win.
Blakeman. Jimmy Lennon's going to come through that door and hit the bartender right in the head with a cricket bat because he owes him money.
Seriously?
Watch, please. Just watch. They'll score the first goal right now.
They came back. They won. Jimmy Lennon. Cricket bat.
There's no such thing as time travel, Des. From what I understand, true love can be just as unlikely. So, if you love Penny, stop messing about and marry her.
Get the job?
No.
What did my father say?
Your father was lovely. We just both agreed that I wasn't exactly qualified.
Well, I say we celebrate. I say we celebrate that space has spared you a miserable existence under the employ of Widmore Industries. Let me take you out tomorrow. Let's go for lobsters on the pier. My treat.
I don't think my failure to impress your father has any occasion to celebrate.
Well, the occasion is I love you.
Why? Why do you love me?
Because you're a good man. In my experience, they're pretty hard to come by. Where are you?
I'm right here.
never done this before, have you?
Isn't that obvious?
I can always tell the first timers. Now then, may I ask your price range?
I'm not a man of means. I hope to, one day.
I have just the thing. This won't blind any queens, to be sure, but still has the sparkle of life.
I'll take it.
I'm sorry?
It's perfect. I'll take it.
No, you won't. Give me the ring. Give it here.
I don't understand.
This is wrong. You don't buy the ring. You have second thoughts. You walk right out that door. So come on, let's have it.
I don't know what you're on about.
You don't buy the ring, Desmond.
Do you know my name?
Well, I know your name as well as I know that you don't ask Penny to marry you. In fact, you break her heart. Well, breaking her heart, of course, is what drives you in a few short years from now to enter that sailing race to prove her father wrong, which brings you to the island where you spend the next 3 years of your life entering numbers into the computer until you are forced to turn that fail-safe key. And if you don't do those things, Desmond David Hume, every single one of us is dead. So give me that sodding ring. You're going to be difficult about this, I can see.
Who are you?
Do you like chestnuts? Thank you. That man over there is wearing red shoes.
So? What then?
Just thought it was a bold fashion choice, worth noting.
This isn't really happening, is it?
Sorry?
I've had a concussion. You're my subconscious.
Am I?
You're here to talk me out of marrying Penny. Well, it won't bloody work.
Oh, yes, it will.
No. There is no island. There is no button. It's madness. I love her. She loves me. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her.
No, Desmond. You're not.
Oh, my God.
You knew that was going to happen, didn't you? Then why didn't you stop it? Why didn't you do anything?
Because it wouldn't matter. Had I warned him about the scaffolding, tomorrow he'd be hit by a taxi. If I warned him about the taxi, he'd fall in the shower and break his neck. The universe, unfortunately, has a way of course-correcting. That man was supposed to die. That was his path. Just as it's your path to go to the island. You don't do it because you choose to, Desmond. You do it because you're supposed to.
I'm going to meet Penny in an hour. Under the ring. She'll say yes. I can choose whatever I want.
You may not like your path, Desmond, But pushing that button is the only truly great thing that you will ever do.
How much for the ring?
Take your photo, lovebird.
No, thanks, mate.
Come on, someone to show the grandkids.
Well, come on, Des, let's do it. For all those grandkids.
Yeah? You gonna do it? All righty. Let's see what we got for you here, eh? Ah, beautiful desert scene.
Nah.
No, not the desert. All right.
Ah, I know. The Alps.
Ah, I love the Alps.
Oh, I hate the Alps.
Yeah, not the Alps. Ah, here we go. Beautiful marina scene.
Yeah, let's do that.
Still wanting it. All right. You guys, get in position.
Toilet.
Here we go. One, two. Oh, instant classic. Only £5.
Here you go,
love. Here you go, mate. It's about 20. Ah, you're a lovely couple. Small price to pay for the memories, right?
I couldn't go through with that.
What was that?
I can't do this.
You can't do what?
Us. This. This relationship.
What are you talking about?
How can I act? I can't look after you. I haven't got a job. I don't have any. I can't even afford £5 for a bloody photograph. You deserve someone better.
I know what I deserve. I chose to be with you. I love you.
Love's not enough. Being a good man is not enough.
What's this about, Des? Where's this coming from?
It's all happening too soon. You moving in, you painting rooms, you changing things. I don't even like red. Why would you leave your flat, your expensive flat?
Don't do that. Don't you pretend you don't care. And don't you dare rewrite history. I left my expensive flat because you were too proud to live there, remember? If you want me to go, if you want me to leave, then don't make this about what I do or don't deserve. And have the decency to admit that you're doing this because you're a coward.
I'm sorry, Ben, but this... We're not supposed to be together. Cheapest. I'm celebrating.
Oh, what's the occasion?
I think I need The biggest mistake of my life. And the worst part is, I'm pretty sure I've made it before.
That's what they call deja vu, mate.
Do they know? I was off by a night, I heard the song, and then I remember this. I'm not crazy. I can still change things. I can still change it. Jimmy Lennon.
Where the hell's my money?
Hey, Doug, brother.
Let me go back. Let me go back one more time. I'll do it right this time. I'm sorry, Penny. I'll change it.
How'd you know Claire was drowning?
I could hear her calling for help.
You, hear the lightning as well. Just by chance, you pitch your little rod outside Claire's tent. 2 hours later, lightning strikes. I don't know how you're doing what it is you're doing, but I know a coward when I see one. Yeah, a coward!
You can't change it, no matter what you try to do, you just can't change it.
Flank it. Let's get him to his tent. All right, guys, come on. Give me your arm. Come on, stand up. Stand up. Okay.
You're a good man, Charlie. I'm sorry I tried to strangle you, all right?
Oh, don't blame me. Here we go. Sorry I called you a coward.
Are you all right, Paul?
Desmond. You are going to tell me what happened to you.
Found that key. My life flashed before my eyes. And then I was back in the jungle,
still on this bloody island. But those flashes, Charlie. Those flashes, they didn't stop.
So, you tell me you saw a flash of Claire drowning this morning. That's how you knew how to save her.
I wasn't saving Claire, Charlie. I was saving you. This morning, you dove in after Claire. You tried to save her, but... You drowned.
What are you talking about? I didn't drown.
When I saw the lightning hit the roof, you were electrocuted. And when you heard Claire was in the water, you drowned trying to save her. I dove in myself, so you never went in. I've tried, brother. I've tried twice to save you, but the universe has a way of course correcting, and I can't stop it forever. I'm sorry because no matter what I try to do, you're gonna die, Charlie.